The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The answer.
I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter and make believe it came from you. I'm gonna write words oh so sweet. They're gonna knock me off my feet. A lot of kisses on the bottom. I'll be glad I got them. I'm gonna smile and say, I hope you're feeling better. And close with love the way you do. I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter. And make believe that it came from you.
Yeah, Frank Sinatra swinging in Friday, baby. With Jersey Joe on the radio at 6 minutes after 7 o'clock, 7:06 on AM 970 The Answer. Around the country on AM970TheAnswer.com. You could check us out on Twitter, on Facebook, and on Instagram as well. It's so funny because I go to post something last night, you know. I'm at the event and I'm posting and I got to do like four posts. Two on Facebook, go on Twitter, on Instagram. But we appreciate your comments. And you're so funny. And I have to thank you so much because you got back with Al going on his platonic date. That was like all the news. You were so funny. Tanya Powers checked in from Fox News Radio. We love it. And we love you for listening. And a happy Friday. And I'm telling you something, and I'm fired up, and I'm broadcasting from Evansville, Indiana. I'm in the heart of the United States of America. I stepped on that stage last night with the great Don Mattingly, Harold Reynolds from the MLB, Bob Greasy was there from the Dolphins, you know, and some other athletes were there. And I've got to tell you, as I stepped on stage, and then I start, you do some comedy stuff, right? Stay with me for a second, if you would. Then I go, I say on the stage, and I say this now in my act, I go, you know, what I tell you, I say it in front of a live audience. And there were a few hundred people, and it was great, helping kids through the Mattingly Charities. And I said, this is a great country. It's an honor to be here in Evansville, Indiana. This is the heart of America. And I'm telling you, I come from New York. Harold and I came from Jersey. Donnie keeps it home. This is the foundation and the fabric and the texture of the United States, what's going on here in Evansville, Indiana. We are a good people. I see it. I get out a lot. I'm all over. And we are good people. Then I got to do homework. So I go back to the hotel room in between. We were just doing some stuff. I went back to the hotel. Then we're going back. A very busy day yesterday, you know. And I'm watching. Okay, let me catch up on the news. Holy moly. What's happening on TV, what you see on most other media, is not really who we are as a people. And I'm up there. And I'm saying, too, I said, you know what? And I said this in front of the crowd, too. I said, you know, I'm one of those guys that believe we are one nation under God. In God we trust. God bless America. And you would think, and of course, they applauded. But even there were some liberals there just don't like President Trump, certainly. But my goodness gracious, we're all in this together. And there's a positive energy that is out there on the road. I see it. And I'm pouring my heart out to you in the morning, you know, because I see it. And I know you see it, too. I think it's why you listen to the show. And by the way, I miss you when I'm gone. You know, I got to tell you, it's so funny. I'm traveling
And it's a whole nother world when you do the live appearances. So old Joe's out there. That's what I do, though, you know. This is the business we chose, right? I'm out there traveling, and I'm going out and putting my set list together. And with the sound guys, we're figuring what we're going to do, how we're going to meet and greet. We met everybody, and it was really great. But then I always say, oh, I'm going on the radio in the morning. They said, Joe, you're going on the radio? You know, we're an hour earlier. You got to get up. You got to hit the airways at 5 to hit New York at 6. I said, and they have been so hospitable. And a big shout out, by the way, to Town Square Media, News Talk 1280 WGBF AM. We are Salem Media. My bosses are going to want me to tell you that. But Town Square has been very, very hospitable. And my engineer Ben is here, and they're bringing French toast. Yes, Matt Sambolin gave the word out. French toast, burn it. I said, "What? Tell me about the French toast email that you had." They go, "You want to burn, and you like real maple syrup, right?" I said, "Exactly." And it, like a double espresso, I said, "Exactly." So apparently, that's on its way. Not to be difficult. I didn't ask for red M&Ms, you know. But I went there, and I was thinking, okay, I got to go back on the radio, and it's nice to come back here. Here on AM 970, The Answer with you and Frankie and Al and Debbie. It's like home. It's like coming home. And I couldn't kind of wait to talk to you, you know, and say that we're a great country. I could see it. I'm not believing anything that you see or you hear in the social media. We are good. And now I feel comfortable with you here on the radio, you know. 5 years, you believe that already? Going into our sixth year, and honored to be here before the microphone. Because someone's got to speak the truth. Someone's got to say, too. This too. I say, I go to church. Listen to me and forgive me. If you're not, please, if you're an agnostic, an atheist, I don't care. I love you anyway. But you got to go to church. I believe in God. We are, again, in God we trust. I believe in all of that. I believe in the greatness of the country. And I think they are. And I say, I've said this to a couple people in private last night. I said, and they're kind of trying to take it away. And it's exactly what they're trying to do. What is it for? Power and control. That's socialism does not work. But it's creeping in. And I'm seeing how great we are as a people. And all we want to do is go from day one to day two. We want to help the less fortunate. You know, we want to show up like we did last night. We want to have some fun. We want to be proud to be American. We want to wear our American flag pins. We want to be excited about it. Boy, they're trying to take that away. But you know what? I find out, too, as I looked at everybody in Evansville, Indiana, whether I'm in the Bronx, New York, in Queens, in New Jersey, in Connecticut, in Los Angeles, we ain't going down. They're not going to take us down. They are trying. And I'm telling you, the only thing that is upsetting to me, that does irk me, there's the word irk, to irk me, is when I'm talking like I'm talking to you now, and you understand it, and I think you feel the same exact way about this country. Your family probably came here from another country, and we're the texture of the United States of America, and we try to just do better, you know, than our grandparents did and our parents did. It's the legacy that we're trying to prevail as we go forward in our everyday life, paying our taxes, excuse me, doing everything that's right. And then you have the way left, the progressive socialists. And believe me, I don't have any problem with liberal Democrats. I was one for many, many years. I don't have problems with that. Some of the things the Democrats do say help out those less fortunate. But I tell you what, the socialism thing ain't working out so well. They're abandoning everything that's happening in stressed areas of the United States. They're concentrating on this wall thing, and they're making it politics. And I'm telling you, the president's not going to go down. And if he does, I'm at the point now where declare the emergency. Just go in and just build it. But what we got to do, and we played the Robert Davi, the actor Robert Davi. We'll play it again. He played this tweet. He said, man, what is wrong with Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, and Barack Obama? You know, maybe President Obama should step up and go, no, we need some kind of border control. He said it. Bill Clinton said it. Hillary said it. I've got it on all video. Why don't we see it on any of the other networks? And Robert Davi is right in that regard. And that's upsetting that they're trying to come in. All they want is votes. All they want is power and control. The tenets of socialism. Now, you don't want to miss Brigitte Gabriel. Brigitte's coming up. What this gal has gone through in her life in Lebanon, because she was Christian and they didn't accept that. They bombed her home. She spent months in a hospital, and then she comes to America legally, and she works so hard. I tell you, it's a riveting story you don't want to miss. Brigitte Gabriel coming up. She has that book. It's a New York Times bestseller, Rise, in Defense of Judeo-Christian Values and Freedom. Jeffrey Lyons will take a break. Lord knows we need a break from some of the noise, right? Jeffrey's going to join us, tell us what films are out there. Mike Gallagher is going to preview what's going on. And I got to thank Frankie Five Boroughs Morano, our producer. When I say, you know, we go talk the day before and say, who would you like on the show? And let's chat with people and feel if they can make it on the Piscopo show in the morning. And I'm very proud to tell you, Commissioner James O'Neill, the New York City Police Commissioner, we are staunch supporter of law enforcement. And it was Law Enforcement Appreciation Day yesterday. And we just so appreciate our police and all the first responders. But Commissioner James O'Neill is on the air in the 9 o'clock hour. And Bill O'Reilly. And you know, Bill, you know, he's on Fox all those years. Now he's got the No Spin News on BillO'Reilly.com, and he's got millions of followers, man. Best-selling author, Killing the SS is a book you have to read that is so pertinent to today, and we're going to get into it with Bill O'Reilly today. And then I say, as I'm leaving, I'll get to the guys in a second, quarter after 7 o'clock, 7:15 with Joe on the radio. Happy Friday. Great to have you with us this morning. And then I'm with Don Mattingly. I'm a baseball geek. I have to tell you, I love baseball. It's baseball's the thing. I admire hockey. You know, I know we're going into the NFL playoffs, but it's, for me, it's baseball. And then when I would see Donnie play, right? And then I told you, when I asked Donnie once years and years ago, when Joey was very, very young, my big boy, I said, can I have an autographed picture? You know, it came from Evansville, Indiana. Donnie personally signed it, personally sent it himself from Evansville. That's the kind of guy he is. I always say Mattingly, Don Mattingly was the Lou Gehrig of it. We got to see like a Lou Gehrig, you know, player in Don Mattingly when he was playing for the Yankees and captain of the Yankees. And then it's nice to see, because don't forget, I come from the generation of Babe Ruth, knowing and hearing about Babe Ruth, you know, from your parents. And then Joe DiMaggio was it. That was classic. But then Reggie came in, the bravado. We were used to the bravado of the great Reggie Jackson. We love that. Yeah, in the Bronx, the old Yankee Stadium, right? Screaming, yelling, fighting. Oh, my gosh. It was wild. Don Mattingly brought a whole class along the lines of DiMaggio to the Yankees. And that was permeated by Derek Jeter, now Aaron Judge. So for this Yankee fan, for the sports guy, and if you love the Mets, I love you too. But it was great to be with Don Mattingly. And I said to him as I left last night, Donnie, it's late. And you got kids, and you and Lori did such a beautiful job on this event. And please, you are always welcome on my program. Please don't feel obligated. Donnie said, I'm coming in. And then I said, 9:40. He goes, well, wait, it's 8:40, right? Indiana time. I said, yeah. So Don Mattingly is going to join us after Mr. O'Reilly on the Piscopo show. And Frankie Five Boroughs, thanks for working so hard on this. I know it takes most of your day to book a lot of these folks, and we appreciate it very much, because that is the respect that Al and Frank and Debbie and I have for you, and the gratitude that we have for you always listening to the show. 5 years, Frankie Five Boroughs, unbelievable, huh? And you've been here 9 years. Al, how long you've been here?
9 years. I've been here in the company.
9 years with.
Frank and I came over together.
And then, so there's the news. There's everything. We're going to get into it. Michael Cohen. Let me go to Michael Cohen, if I can, for a second. Frankie Five Boroughs. So the Democrats in the House invited him to testify. Is that correct?
Yeah, it doesn't seem like he needed terribly much prompting. But yes, they are looking very much forward to this dog and pony show next month.
It's exactly what it's going to be.
Yeah.
And is he trying to get a lesser? Did he get a sentence? I don't remember the judge.
Yeah, he's going to be doing about 4 years in prison.
All right. So does he figure if he testifies, they're going to lessen that?
I mean, it's possible, but the Southern District of New York prosecutors, they're not in any way affiliated with these congressional Democrats. So it's unlikely. So it's going to be all going to be February 7th before the House Oversight and Reform Committee. So we'll see. I suspect it's going to be a whole lot of, you know, we see these from time to time, these hearings that are built up for weeks and weeks, all this anticipation. I think this is going to be a bit of a bust, to be honest.
Yeah, I hope so, because what is he, why he's throwing his client, first of all, and we'll go to a break, but I got to bring Brigitte, but what gets me upset is that how did they find out everything about Michael Cohen? They went in and they raided his law office. The DOJ raided his law. The deep state went in, took what they needed. There's a lawyer-client confidentiality. They broke it. They broke right there, right there, everybody should have been in an uproar. All of the news media said, oh, my gosh, they went in and they did something sacred. It's sacred between you go in, you talk to your lawyer. You don't want anybody else finding that out. Now you're telling me if the government thinks they're going to get something from you, they're going to go in and be able to go in and subpoena and get those papers from your lawyer. Do you know how dangerous that is in the United States of America? That's dangerous. What kind of civil rights do we have? The material that comes out, the subject matter that comes out of that Michael Cohen's office, that is the narrative. And that's what they want, because the end game is to take down President Trump. And now, oh, we got a narrative. No one says, oh, how do you go? You know why I'm so adamant about it? I think of my father. My father, he was a lawyer's lawyer. He believed in this. And when he would see something, I told you the one time in divorce court, he saw the fiasco my dad did in family court in New Jersey. What a mess. And he stood up in the back of the courtroom. This is a travesty of justice. Father actually said that. The judge said, Mr. Piscopo, you're not trying the case. But I love that. I love that heart and soul. Now, apparently, we can go in and we could raid anybody's lawyer's office. And all of your things that you thought was confidential is coming and becoming public knowledge. And that will be the narrative that will take you down. It's a joke. Michael Cohen in front of the Democrats, it's a joke. You're going to see Adam Schiff. You're going to see Gerald Nadler. You're going to see all these people who just want to take down the president. Don't let them pull the wool over your eyes. Brigitte Gabriel coming up momentarily. Debbie Duhaime is out there looking out for you this morning, 20 minutes after 7 o'clock, right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, good morning, Joe. Thank you. Let's take it out to Queens. Grand Central Parkway West at 168th, an accident blocking one lane there. You're still seeing some volume as you head out toward the area of City Field. Another accident. Watch for delays on the westbound belt. That's stop and go right into Cross Bay Boulevard. A collision. Staten Island Expressway eastbound, heavy Slauson Ave. Through the Verrazano, eastbound Gowanus slowing down up by the Prospect. FDR Drive north in the 60s, a stalled car. And the Deegan South, getting down toward Willis Avenue. Watch out for a crash there as well. Inbound GWV 20, Lincoln 30, Holland about 30, busy from the Newark Bay Extension. Traffic is still moving slowly as you take a ride to 206, getting up through Hillsboro. Accident over by Valley Road. And on the Hutch North, right at the Cross County, one accident cleared, now a new one here on the Hutch northbound, getting right into the Cross County. The Sprain north at 100B, icing on the ramp, so be careful over there. Sunny today, high of 32, clouds tomorrow, high of 33. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Brought to you by Burlington Coat Factory. Ready, set, sweat. Your Burlington store is loaded with the latest workout gear for less, like windbreakers, performance tops, sports bras and leggings in every size. Plus, save big on sneakers, wireless headphones, tees, supplements, and more. Burlington, style for everyone.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here on One-on-One, whether it's politics, pop culture, business, or Broadway. We've got the conversations you want to hear.
There is always something to learn.
Do you enjoy talking politics?
No.
That's a good question. High five.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET 13 and across the region on Fios One News. See you there.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
From the Fox Business Network, AT&T says it will stop selling your location to brokers without your permission. The company agreed to stop the practice last year, but was still selling it to companies that provide roadside assistance or fraud protection. Amazon has launched a new free streaming service with TV shows and movies. IMDb Free Dive is available on the web or through Amazon Fire TV devices. It's supported by advertising. Fiat Chrysler is recalling more than 1.6 million vehicles worldwide from the 2010 to 16 model years because of potentially faulty Takata airbags. The recall involves Jeeps, Ram trucks, Dodge, and Chrysler cars. Stocks closed higher yesterday. The Dow Jones Industrials up 122. The NASDAQ added 28. The S&P up 11. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Imagining a better bank starts with looking at the savings rates most banks offer and saying, really? Capital One is building something better. You can open a Capital One savings account with one of the nation's best savings rates. from anywhere, like here, or here,
or here.
One of the nation's best savings rates. Opened online, at a Capital One location, or from anywhere. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
Pray the Rosary. Change your life. Change your world. Visit rayofhopefoundation.com to learn more and help their mission. That's rayofhopefoundation.com.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the smartwaytobuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy. .com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy. Only at thesmartwaytobuy.com. That's thesmartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
We all know the secret to the best Italian food is the sauce. And no one has sauce as good as Michael's of Brooklyn. Their sauce is made from scratch, using only the best ingredients. But don't take our word for it. Stop at any of your local supermarkets and pick up a jar, or listen to the Joe Piscopo Morning Show every Wednesday for a chance to win a whole case of Michael's delicious, authentic, and fresh sauce. You can also enter online at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com. Good luck.
The AM 970 Book of the Month from Regnery Publishing is Erasing America by journalist James C. Robbins. Enter to win a copy of James C. Robbins' Erasing America at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com.
726 with Joe on the radio. Brigitte Gabriel standing by. It's a new year and a time for new resolutions. I'm sure you've already made yours, going to the gym, spending more time with the family, watching what you eat. But what about your family members? Is there someone you know that needs to make a resolution for an upgrade to a new career? Why not tell them about what have I been telling you about? Court reporting. It's a career with tremendous opportunity and flexibility. As my daddy would always tell me, they can work in the court system, they could work in schools, they can even work from home. They can work as much or as little as they want, and their earning potential is fantastic. The National Court Reporters Association says there are 5,000 openings and not enough reporters to fill them. Well, the NCRA is offering the free program called A to Z, where participants are introduced to stenography and court reporting. Sessions are being hosted right in New York City. Plaza College in Forest Hills, Queens, is the only school in the city with a court reporting program. Plaza College is at 718-509-6399. 718-509-6399, or visit plazacollege.edu to learn more and get started on a court reporting resolution.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
Jersey Joe on the radio, 727. Brigitte Gabriel is a New York Times bestselling author, terrorism expert, whose latest book is Rise, in Defense of Judeo-Christian Values and Freedom. Brigitte, welcome to the show. Good morning.
Good morning, my friend. So happy to be back with you in the new year, and happy new year.
Oh, you are fired up, Brigitte. I mean, tell us about the border.
I'm with you.
I'm reading the tweets. I'm reading Brigitte. I said to Frankie Five Boroughs, you got to get Brigitte on, man. She's speaking the truth. Give us your take, Brigitte Gabriel. You lived it. You went through it. How do you think the president's trip went to the border?
Oh, I think the president is doing a phenomenal job. His trip to the border was great. Finally, we have a president who's making the safety and security of the American public a top priority for his administration. Look, when was last time we saw a president like Donald Trump go down to the border? We have not seen a Republican nor a Democrat do that in decades. And so finally, we have a president who is fighting for you and me and everybody listening to us us, Joe. We finally have a daddy in the White House watching after his children, watching after his home, watching after his country, and that's exactly why we need to support this president.
And tell me, tell us, if you would, Brigitte, why you're so upset, what you went through to get into the United States of America.
Look, I am a legal immigrant to the United States. I did it by the book, like the hundreds of thousands of people who did it before me, who came starting either on the Mayflower or people that came like me on the TWA. We pinched pennies. We worked hard. I paid for my airline ticket. I paid for my attorneys to do my paperwork. I even paid for every needle poked in me to make sure all the blood tests that I'm not bringing with me to the country, tuberculosis or any infectious diseases. And then I had to study a 2-inch thick book written by the Daughters of the American Revolution about America's history, our constitution, our judiciary system, and pass an exam in English, a written exam as well as an oral exam about the history of our nation before I became an American. I had to pass it before I became an American. What people like me worked hard to earn the right and the privilege and to prove ourselves worthy of having the American citizenship. The American citizenship is a responsibility and an honor and a privilege. It is not something you get because you are a thug, a criminal, somebody who breaks into our country, has no respect for our laws, and for that, we're going to reward you by giving you the American citizenship or giving you all the rights that people like me and hundreds and thousands of people before me who came to this country? Absolutely not. Legal immigrants like me are livid watching what's happening at the border right now and about this whole immigration system, and that's why we support the president.
You know, Brigitte Gabriel fired up this morning as always, and she wrote this great book called Rise in Defense of Judeo-Christian Values and Freedom. Should the president declare a national emergency and build the wall with the military, do you think, Brigitte?
Look, the president is very smart, and he will do whatever he has to do to get his point across and build the wall. And if that means him having to declare national emergency, so be it. Good for him. Finally, he's making it a priority, and he's making it an issue that the Democrats cannot dance around. They tried to skirt the issue for decades, and they were successful. But finally, this president is willing to do what it takes, even if it means inconveniencing a few people, government employees in our government who are not getting paychecks right now. They're going to get it back later when the situation is solved. But right now, he's trying to inflict as much pain on those who are not willing to take a stand to protect the American people as much as he can. So if he needs to declare a national emergency, he should. And the president needs to hear from us, and the president needs to hear from the people. I was on a conference call with the White House day before yesterday, and the number one issue that is so important to this White House is we need to call our elected members of Congress. So for those who are listening right now, please make those phone calls. It is so important. It doesn't matter if your elected official is a lefty, make that phone call. They tally every phone call and every email. Go to our website, actforamerica.org, and click on Contact Congress. Actforamerica.org. Click on Contact Congress. We even have a letter to the president thanking him and telling him we're standing with him. Your email goes directly to the White House, to the president. Please take action today. Go to actforamerica.org. Call your member of Congress. Send that letter to the president and do that every single day until Congress takes care of this wall and gives the funding to the president.
Brigitte Gabriel, I love your energy, girl. I swear to goodness, we love your energy. And you speak. Well, listen, you lived it, and you know this, and it's from your heart. And we so appreciate that. Now, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in the Middle East. How do you think his speech in Cairo went?
Well, let me tell you, his speech in Cairo went so well that my friends in Lebanon were WhatsApping me yesterday thinking, oh, my gosh, what's this new Secretary of State? America is changing policy. So his message is reverberating across the Arabic world right now. And this is America is back. America is back. And look, People respect a strong horse. People follow a strong horse. People respect strength and authority. And America right now is back showing the world, our friends as well as our allies, that for our friends we will stand with you and defend you. For our enemies, we will put fear inside your hearts and make you shake in your boots, because we will fight you, we will stand up for freedom, and we will fight for justice. And that's exactly the type of message that Pompeo delivered in Cairo yesterday.
And then the president's plan to withdraw from Syria. Do you go along with that, Brigitte?
Yes, because we are not there to build nations. President, this is what makes President Trump so unique, is he is not there to win hearts and minds. He's not there like what President Bush did in Afghanistan, spending millions and billions of our dollars building them highways and renovating their mosques and building their new madrasas and all of that nonsense to win hearts and minds. Where did that get us? In Pakistan, in Afghanistan, in Iraq, anywhere in the Middle East where we squandered millions of dollars trying to buy their friendship or trying to buy their love. It does not work. We are there to basically beat our enemy and get out and send a message. If you are going to mess with the United States, if you're going to gas your own people, if you're going to burn people alive in cages or feed them to the dogs, if you're going to crucify people, we're going to come after you. We are going to kill you. We're going to eliminate this type of evil, and we're going to get out. And you fix your own mess. And if you want to live in the squalors and back in the 7th century, be our guest. It's your choice. But we're not going to put the lives of our sons and daughters, of our husbands and wives, of our fathers and mothers in harm's way over there so we can protect you while you're sitting there hating our guts. Those days are over, and that's exactly what President Trump is doing, and good for him.
Brigitte Gabriel, the book is Rise in Defense of Judeo-Christian Values and Freedom. Before we let you go, Brigitte, please, you put some tips for patriots out in 2019 to protect and preserve Judeo-Christian values from extinction. What made you put this out, Brigitte, and can you give us a few of those tips?
I wrote my book, Rise, in defense of Judeo-Christian values and freedom, which basically are American values. This is not a religious book. This is a book about American values. America and Western civilization was founded on Judeo-Christian principles. Whether you are a religious person or not, we are founded on treat others the way you want to be treated. Do not judge others lest you be judged. These are the values where we are kind, we are generous with other nations, we are tolerant, we have open hearts, but you know what? We're not going to let people trample all over us. And that's why I titled the book Rise. And what makes my book so unique, Joe, is I not only lay out the problem, but I give people solutions, what you can do to make a difference for our country. At the end of every chapter, I have a section titled Rise Up and Act, where I give people ideas and tips, three things you can do under 10 minutes that will make a difference for the country, and you can do them sitting in your pajamas, sipping your cup of coffee at 7 a.m. in the morning. For example, I'll give you a perfect example, that since we're talking about the wall and contacting members of Congress. People say, what is my voice going to count, Brigitte? My elected official needs to hear from 40,000 people before he does anything or she does anything. Wrong. All they need to hear is from 40 people on a state level, on a federal level, because that represents 40,000 voters on election day. Each email and phone call represents 1,000 voters. Make those phone calls.
Brigitte, I have to ask you before we go, I'd love to hear your take, and I saw you on Twitter. Please tell us your take on some of the new freshman Democratic members of Congress.
Oh, my goodness. Look, I mean, we have socialists right now in Congress. We have people who hate the United States or have dual loyalty. Look at Tlaib, what's her name, Rashida Tlaib from Detroit, who basically swore on Jefferson's Quran and dressed in her Palestinian authentic traditional dress. And when she won the election, the Palestinian flag and shouts of Allahu Akbar were waving through her ballroom. Well, of all the immigrants that came to the United States, Joe, and look, I mean, your great-grandparents were immigrants. I'm a first-generation immigrant. Every immigrant that came here and who won election and who served in Congress, they were Americans. We didn't see Scottish people dressed in skirts swearing, when they were sworn in as congressmen. They were wrapped in the American flag. They shouted, God bless America, when they won the election. They stood there and swore on the Bible. They stood there dressed in suits. They couldn't wait to become Americans. So right now, we have people in the name of multiculturalism and diversity serving with dual loyalty in our members of Congress who prefer or identify as Palestinians as much as or even more as they identify as Americans. And that's in her example. But the scary thing is that in this last election, Joe, we had 40 Democrats running as socialists. Socialists! 40 Democrats. Our founding fathers are turning in their graves, and that's what's taking over the Democratic Party right now. It is not the Democratic Party of Kennedy. It's a new socialist party we're looking at right now.
Brigitte Gabriel, actforamerica.org. Rise is the name of the book. Brigitte, you are great. You are on fire. We love you. Please come back soon. Keep the fight, girl. You're welcome here anytime.
Thank you, my friend, and have a fantastic day.
God bless. God bless, Brigitte. Oh, my goodness. Fired up this early in the morning. Brigitte Gabriel, Rise is the book, and you can check her out at actforamerica.org. Big Al standing by at 7:39 on AM 970, The Answer, with all the local news just for yous.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
23 degrees at 7:40. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. New video shows NYPD officers being attacked before they hit a pair of suspects with their batons. ABC 7 reporting, officials have seen the footage that they say shows cops being seriously assaulted. The incident unfolded Tuesday afternoon in Washington Heights on Broadway near 169th Street. Apparently, subway riders had complained about 37-year-old Sidney Williams and 36-year-old Aaron Grissom. When cops arrived, the two suspects allegedly ran up to street level and a scuffle broke out. The Manhattan District's Attorney's Office has released Williams but is charging Grissom with assault. NYPD Chief Terrence Monaghan tweeted Thursday night that police want the Manhattan DA's office to indict Grissom, charge Williams, and impose bail. Some activists argue that the officers used excessive force by using their batons when arresting Grissom and Williams. The New Jersey physician, who once called himself Dr. Marijuana, could soon lose his medical license. The State Board of Medical Examiners suspended Dr. Anthony Anzalone's license yesterday, claiming he prescribed medical marijuana to thousands of patients without properly examining them. Anzalone, an OBGYN, advertised as NJ Green MD and would often rent hotel ballrooms across the state to host consultations with patients. In sports, Rangers lost to Maple Leafs over the Devils 4-2, and the Yankees, they'll have a familiar face at spring training again this year. Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson plans to spend several days with the Bronx Bombers as they train in Tampa, Florida next month. Wilson also did so last year with the Yankees, who own his Major League Baseball rights. Sports is brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You gotta go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Thank you, Al. Let's take a ride over to 9 northbound. 9 northbound slowing down up through Cortland. The problem is an accident. It's right before the Annsville traffic circle getting up toward the Bear Mountain Bridge. Over on the Hutch North at the Cross County, that's an accident. Looks like one was cleared. Now another one here getting up toward Mount Vernon. Stop and go traffic along the LIE westbound. Still seeing some very busy traffic getting right out toward the BQE. And over on Motor Parkway at Vets Highway, an accident getting out toward Islandia over on the island. Let's take a spin over to the Staten Island Expressway eastbound. Still pretty busy. Slauson Ave out through the Verrazano. And it's still really solid on the Deegan South, getting down toward Willis Avenue with an accident. Southbound Harlem River Drive into the 120s. A collision there as well. Inbound GWB 15, Lincoln 30, Holland 20 minutes getting into town. Partly cloudy today, high of 33. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame, AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Debbie. 7:42 in New York. Joe on the radio telling you about Harry's Razors. I hold in my hand this beautiful green Harry's
a razor. I love it. It's got my travel cover right on it. You know, I take it with me. I'm in Evansville as I speak. I carry Harry's with me wherever I go. And the new year is here. And why are you still using that old razor? Harry's gives you a perfect shave every single time. Now, as a special offer for you kind enough to listen to the program, new customers can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, travel cover for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com, enter the code Piscopo at checkout. If you don't love your shave, you let them know. They will give you a full refund. Each Harry shaving set comes with an ergonomic weighted handle that I'm holding in my hand now. It really is spectacular. And you could, by the way, you have an option to engrave this handle. German-engineered 5-blade cartridges, foaming shave gel for a rich lather, travel cover to protect your blades. And you know, I have to tell you, Harry's founders, Jeff and Andy, I tell you about Jeff and Andy, right? I love these guys. They were tired of paying for razors that were overpriced and overdesigned. I keep telling you, gimmicks don't work. Vibrating heads, flex balls, handles that look like spaceships. You don't need that. That just, all that does is raise the price of the razors. Check out, for a limited time only, the special offer from Harry's for you listening to Piscopo in the Morning. New customers get $3 off a trial set from Harry's with code Piscopo at harrys.com. That means you get a razor, weighted handle, foam shave gel, travel cover, all for just $3 and free shipping when you use the code Piscopo at harrys.com. Join the millions who have already switched and go to harrys.com today. Use the code Piscopo, please, at checkout to claim your offer.
Unisom presents A Bedtime Story.
A lot of people ask me, "Hey Einstein, how do you get all those ideas?" My formula is simple. Get a good night's sleep. Because sleep equals dreams, and dreams are where the magic happens. With Unisom sleep tabs, you'll get to your dreams faster because you'll fall asleep 33% faster. So good night, sleep tight, and keep your dreams alive with Unisom.
Versus placebo in a clinical study. Use as directed.
How accurately is the law depicted in programs like Perry Mason, LA Law, and Boston Legal? And how does a consumer attorney protect your rights and your welfare? Those are the subjects this weekend on Champions of Justice. Tom Girardi talks with the former president of the Consumer Attorneys of California, Elise Sanguinetti. We also talk about the challenge to women in the law profession. Tune in, Champions of Justice, Sunday mornings at 10 here on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, Greg speaks with former New York Governor David Paterson about the state of jobs in New York in this encore broadcast. It's Reaching Out at a special time this Saturday evening at 5 on AM 970, The Answer.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning, good morning. Happy Friday. Great to have you with us with Frankie Marano and Albert Cotullo and Debbie Duhaime and Joe Piscopo. 746, 747 right now on AM 970, theanswer.com. I am broadcasting from the studios of Town Square Media, News Talk 1280. WGBFAM. We are Salem. Salem Media. That's who owns the AM 970 The Answer. That's the flagship station we work at, you know. But it was kind enough. They did not. Salem has like a few hundred stations around the country. So whenever I travel Orlando or Los Angeles or Chicago, wherever I'm going, Tampa, I could go, and there's a Salem station there. There was not a Salem station in Evansville, Indiana. So we reached out, and Matt Sambolin, I want to thank Matt on the air. He's our operations manager, worked it out with the folks here in the Mattingly Charities right here in Evansville. And they said, get Joe on the radio. Where can we go? So here I am in a beautiful new studio. I got TV screens. I'm so spoiled when I come on the road. You know, everything's all new. And we want to thank very much our friends for helping us out here in the beautiful town of Evansville, Indiana. Home today, working tomorrow with the entrepreneurial organization. These are the young people bringing business to New Jersey. And I will be in Hope, New Jersey tomorrow, trying to bring Mikey. I may bring Mikey with me to bring his guitar. I'm just saying, nonstop action with Episcopo. Jeffrey Lyons is going to join us in the next hour, world's greatest film critic. He's going to tell you what you might want to see. Mike Gallagher also will give us a preview of what he's talking about in 10:05 when Mike comes on the air. Commissioner James O'Neill, New York City Police Commissioner Bill O'Reilly on the program. Great to have Bill on the show, and he will come up in the 9 o'clock hour as well. Then Mr. Mattingly is going to come in live right here in Evansville. Don Mattingly, former New York Yankee legend, manager of the Miami Marlins, and we're going to talk about Mattingly Charities and all the help that he has done helping at-risk children. So it's great here, and I just can't, and I know people have been asking about it, so I want to touch on it before we get into more news of the day at 7:48 right now. Al went to his platonic dinner, seemed harmless, seemed okay. It was dimly lit. Frank and I are the suspect, dimly lit. And now, Albert, everything's good. Have you texted your platonic friend since the dinner last night?
No, I just texted her when I got home, you know, because she said, make sure, you know, text me when you get home, make sure you're home. You know, that was it.
Oh, so, man, you're good, Al. And now, this is, and I have to tell you, listening, this is what Al's doing. Apparently, you're going to bring your wife, and she will bring her husband at the next get-together. Is that right?
Yeah, if my wife and I aren't doing anything next Saturday, we might go down the road to Rahway to go see her husband play. He plays drums in a band.
Yeah, it's a lot less enthusiasm for the double date, Joe, than there was for the one-on-one date.
You know why? Here's why. I'll tell you why.
Okay, so you're not denying that.
No,
okay.
Here's why. Right. Because they don't go on until late, like 10 o'clock. Now, for me, 10 o'clock, that's bedtime. And for my wife, that's way too late. So she may decide, you know what? Not a good idea.
I'm betting dollars to donuts, Joe, that this double date never happened. I think we will soon see a second Al and what's your name? With an M. What's your name?
A second Al Margaret date.
Before we see a Gutulo.
Actually, if we don't get together next week with our respective paramours, we will probably get together with a group of people in the coming months.
A group of people, husband and wives, Albert? Just asking.
No, probably mostly females and one or two males. So
at this rate, Joe, Al and Margaret have made more appearances together than Al and Jennifer have for 2019.
Yeah. Al, what do you have probably in your hand that Stu just came into the
studio? Oh, yeah. So he gave me this, and it's got grease on it, too, so I'm guessing he ate at this restaurant last night. White Castle, Valentine's Day 2019. Reserve today on Open Table. Book your table now. It's at a select Castle locations, White Castle locations. You get you plus one or your entire Craver crew. A special night at the Castle with royal treatment, tableside service. And why? Because Joe Piscopo says this all the time, because you deserve it.
You deserve it. You know, so this is great. Hey, you want to go to White Castle? Would you take
you want
would
a single
you take
or
your
a
friend
double?
To White Castle?
Yeah, why not?
Single or double?
Yeah. I get the double.
The
I don't get
hamburger.
Single.
Right?
I don't waste my time. No cheese. Cheese, double cheese.
Oh, right. I have not been to White Castle. I can't remember, but we used to go when we were kids on Bluefield Avenue. There was one right there in Bluefield.
Still
Avenue,
there.
By Route.
It's still there.
Yes.
Yeah, Bloomfield Avenue. It's still there, the little White Castle.
They're using the same hamburgers, by the way. For that. No, that's not true. That's a very fine institution.
Did Stu say you could go for a Valentine special? Is that what he said? Is that what that is?
Yeah, they're advertising it in the bag. Yeah.
That's hysterical.
My funny Valentine, White Castle Valentine.
Doesn't sound very romantic.
You make me greasy and give me heartburn. I'm sorry. We love you, White Castle. We're just kidding. 752, Joe on the radio. Debbie's on the roads for you on AM 970. The answer. Excuse me.
Good morning, Joe. Thank you. Let's see what's happening here. As you head to New Jersey Transit, we're still seeing delays on the Morris and Essex line. Also, four canceled trains this morning with New Jersey Transit. Positive train control. Looks like PATH trains, we're still seeing some delays as well with weather-related equipment problems. Watch for slowdowns on the Uptown 4 train because of ongoing signal problems as well. Inbound side of the GWB, looks like you're moving smoothly here. Lincoln 20 Holland down to a 10-minute delay, so pretty late here at the Hudson River crossings this morning. 287 North, busy by exit 12, getting up toward Franklin Township. And the Cross Bronx East at Webster Avenue, it's a collision there to watch out for. Let's take it out to the Harlem River Drive south into the 120s, an accident and some stop-and-go traffic on the Grand Central Parkway West at 168th, a collision westbound belt right across Bay Boulevard, an accident. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Jay Sekulow explains a way the president could get the wall done.
Under 50 U.S.C. Code, Section 1621, it authorizes the president to exercise during periods of national emergency various actions that he can take, including that would include, of course, in our view, legally speaking, the ability to utilize funds. And there are funds available to appropriate to construct the border security fence.
Jay Sekulow Live, weeknights at 6, right before Larry Elder at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
Join me, John Friedman, for Talking Sports every Saturday evening, 8 to 10, right here on AM 970, The Answer, WNYM. We'll see you then.
If you're 50 or older like I am, there's an organization known as the AARP, which is a giant liberal organization. They claim to represent all Americans over the age of 50, but riddle me this, Batman. If you're against Obamacare, why would you belong to the AARP, which is pro Obamacare. AMAC is much more about a fight than just your values. They deliver real savings on everything from car insurance to roadside assistance, great discounts on hotels, travels, so much more. You can go to GallagherForAMAC.com, GallagherForAMAC.com, or call 855-624-6229 and join AMAC. You'll enjoy all the benefits of any of the other organizations that are 50 or older, but you're going to be part of an organization that fights for conservative values. Get your AMAC senior card. It's only $16 a year. You can go to GallagherForAMAC.com if you'd like, GallagherForAMAC.com, or call toll-free 855-624-6229, 855-624-6229. Join AMAC like I did today.
The CMA Foundation and multi-platinum country music star Sarah Evans believe every child should have the ability to participate in quality music programs. Help them ensure music education is accessible to every student. Visit itstartswithme.org. That's itstartswithme.org.
In an accident, think Bramnick. Free phone consultations. Accident cases are handled on a contingency fee. No recovery, no fee. Bramnick lawyers handle a wide variety of cases involving negligence. If it's an accident, call Bramnick. 1-877-423-4878.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about Dino and Harry's at 7:55 right now. Dino and Harry's is the number one steakhouse in all of Jersey, baby. It's in Hoboken, you cuckoo cat, you. Hoboken, New Jersey. You got to see the decor at Dino. When you walk into Dino and Harry's, 14th Street, right there in Hoboken, you see Dino, first of all. And I love when the restaurateur is actually there. Dino's there. How are you? You will meet friends you haven't seen in years. It's like that. It's like a true neighborhood restaurant. The decor is beautiful, like a turn-of-the-century saloon. You know, 19th to 20th century, right? Vaulted ceilings, tile floors, enormous windows, that hand-carved cherry wood bar I always tell you about. Then you get a guy like me who generally doesn't eat red meat. I go to Dino and Harry's, and I'll say to Dino, I want a lean man. I want a Bernard Butterfly at filet mignon. It is, I'm telling you, and I have the privilege of being all around this great country. I got to tell you, the best steak is at Dino and Harry's. You've got to try Dino and Harry's. Tonight's a great night for you to try. But also, Frankie Five Boroughs loves the sea bass. Albert loves the appetizers. The list goes on and on. Everything prepared exactly the way you like it at Dino and Harry's. Please go to DinoandHarrys.com. DinoandHarrys.com. Check out the menu. Make reservations. You never know who you're going to run. You probably run into old schoolmates like I did. 201-659-6202. 201-659-6202.
6202 Dino and Harry's, 163 14th Street in Hoboken, New Jersey, baby. Make reservations today, and you tell them that your pally Joey Piscopo sent you.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island,
hear about it with Joe Piscopo.
Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
Joe Lumberg's at our weather answer desk, our marathon man, meteorologist. Good morning, Joe. How you doing this morning?
Pretty good. Able to make it to Friday. We're here.
Oh, Joe, you know what? I feel bad. You've been pretty under the weather all week. God bless you for showing up. How are you feeling today, Joe?
Maybe a little bit better than the last couple of days. My voice seems like it's closer to normal today.
Yeah, but weather-wise, 25 this morning getting up, what's it looking like for
the
weekend?
It's cold. We're only going to get into the low 30s today, freezing tomorrow. We get a little bit of snow tomorrow night. It should exit early Sunday. You know, coating to at best an inch, it's out of here. Then some sunshine Sunday, about 32. Still cold, but dry early next week.
All right, Joe Lumberg. Feel better, my friend, and thank you for being with us. Joe Lumberg right there, marathon man, meteorologist. I know he's still on the bike. Still on the bike out there, cold or not. Hey, Jeffrey Lyons is going to join us next hour. He's going to tell you what films are out there. Jeffrey, the world's greatest film critic. Mike Gallagher will preview what's coming up on the Mike Gallagher Show at 10 o'clock on AM 970, The Answer. Don't forget, 9 o'clock, please, Commissioner James O'Neill, New York City Police Commissioner, doing a stellar job. You know, making New York the safest city and the safest big city in the United States of America. Bill O'Reilly and Don Mattingly with Piscopo in the morning on AM 970.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
23 degrees at 7:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Two more locations of Carlo's Bake Shop, the New Jersey bakery made famous by the Cake Boss reality TV show, are closing. Company officials confirmed to NJ.com this week they've shuttered their stores in Ridgewood and Morristown. That follows two other closures last spring and summer, leaving just three Carlo Bake Shops in the state. Still, company officials say Cake Boss will likely air for an 11th season this fall. NYPD cops are investigating a disturbing, unprovoked attack on a man who was asleep on a subway train in Brooklyn Thursday afternoon. Police say a man went up to him, stabbed him in the head with what appeared to be a screwdriver. The attack took place on a train near the Beverly Road station in Flatbush around 2 p.m. The man stabbed was rushed to Kings County Hospital. Conscious and alert, no arrests have been made. In sports, Rangers lost. Maple Leafs doubled up the Devils 4-2.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.